and welcome back to another exciting episode of Extra Features Interviews. Today I have one guest who's going to do a little talking, and one guest, if he doesn't understand the question, is going to interpret it for him, but all she does is support him and translate. So don't worry about her. We're not going to even do an introducer. Stein Meester is here, and his show, The Norris Zone, is available on YouTube. Welcome to the show.
Well, Jeff, thank you. Thank you, Simon. It's nice to be you in Canada, I mean, eh?
I am Canadian, yes. Scary. Yeah,
yes, I'm from the Netherlands, eh?
Yes, I've had a few people from the Netherlands. If you've listened.
Okay.
So,
yes.
So your film, let's start at the very beginning. Like, this thing's a little different. Like, where does the idea come from? I mean, I do see a lot of, you do discuss Mad Max, so I will go right there. Is this Mad Max based?
Yes, it's a little bit Mad Max, but also the Italian rip-offs movies from the 80s. I like that movies. It's from my childhood. I got good memories of that movies because of the video store era. When I was a young boy, I'm always looking at the covers from the old movies. And it was a nice time, the video era from the 80s and the 90s. And that's why I loved much movies from the 80s and horror movies and also the post-apocalyptic movies.
Hey, you start off your video movie, your little short film, let's go start easier to say that, with a concert shot. Where does it come from, the concert shot right at the beginning?
So I bedoel het begin. Okay. That was in my county Frisian. That's Frisian. That is in the northern of the Netherlands, and we have. Ja, hoe zeg je? We hebben overdag eb en vloed.
Dat is een goeie.
Ja. Now we got at the high level sea and low level sea.
Yeah.
And when at low level sea, you see a sort of it looks like desert, but it's just that's a proper apocalypse.
it comes back. Apocalyptic.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and it looks like apocalyptic. Yeah. That's why he took the shots on that time when the sea is like low leveled. So that's why he did that.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Now, did you plan on your time of day or just said, nope, I know what I want? Or did you try a few different times during the day to take that shot?
Bedoel dat het in één keer goed was, die shot?
Nee. Hij bedoelt van, heb je dat gefilmd? Of ben je juist op dat tijdstip dat het...
Yes. It was at that time. I think it was in the morning. Yes. And when it is in the morning, the line is low. The levels is low. There is no sea. That is a part of the Netherlands where I live in Frisia. You have low and high, the skyline there. Yeah.
Yeah. You also have a dead bird coming up. Did you have to make the dead bird or did you buy the dead bird?
No, I didn't buy the dead bird. It was there. You see much, de dieren sterven daar, he? Gewoon. Yeah. Het is een natuurlijk proces.
It was just a natural. The bird was just laying there and he took advantage from that. So that's why he put it on tape. He just filmed that.
No, I don't film. Hey? I am the script writer and also the director.
Mm-hmm.
The DOP was Dennis van der Werf. He saw that dead bird. And for him was, hey, can we shoot that? I say, of course we can shoot it, because this is, in the beginning, it is a nice part of the movie. Of a nice, this is not, how say that?
It just showed up at the right time, you know?
Yeah.
Just like put that part in a movie, and especially when the movie, it's like apocalyptic, so it showed a little bit, you know, like that bird was already there, and we just took advantage from that, you know, just like we just filmed it, or let it film it.
Yes.
Put it part in a movie.
Is this a common practice of yours, to do everyday things you see incorporated into your films?
Heel broertje, Patricia.
Dat je bepaalde dingen ziet en dat je dat dan in de films steekt, zeg maar.
Ik vertaal het even. Het is een soort improvisatie en.
Hoe zeg je dat nu? Improvisatie.
Soms wat ik zie, dat filmpje.
Yeah, sometimes he sees something and then he just like, on that moment, he just decide to film that, you know. It's just not like, sometimes it's just part of the script and sometimes he just see things and he's just saying, okay, I want this in the movie too, we just film that. So it's not always in the script. It's even things that he sees that he puts there on the moment that it's there, you know, like. And that's why these things come up.
That's the perfect moment. You know?
Okay, I want to move on to the body on the fence. Did anyone notice it while you were filming?
Het lichaam wat daar ligt van Marco. Als iemand dat ooit gezien heeft.
Nee, doe jij maar even. We zagen dus wel in het begin kwam er heel veel gasten langs wandelen. Hè, achter de dijk, zeg maar.
Ja, in the beginning there were people walking by. And there was a lot of people walking by. Just kind of were looking like really strange.
En de make-up werd gedaan door Jess Berndsen.
En make-up was done by Jess Berndsen. Yeah.
En dan leg je de mensen natuurlijk uit dat er gefilmd wordt. En dan is het.
And of course you do explain to the people that there will be filmed. So they're not going to get a shock when they see something like that. That they call the police or something. So,
maar het persoon in kwestie had ook de looks daarvan.
Yeah, and the person who was shot in that movie, just lay against the fence, was kind of already had that kind of a creepy look, you know. You know, he was skinny and he just had like that feature in his face, like, you know, you put makeup on it and it would be shocking, you know, like.
Het had een wild leven als punk zanger, denk ik. Dus,
yeah, and his life was like already like a punk singer. So he was just fine with that and he was just cool with all that. So, and it seemed to go off. Yeah, it was really looking very good on him. It looked like really, really real on him. So.
En hij is vaker gevraagd voor hoe noem je het, als acteur in een film, in een western.
Yeah.
Waar hij lijkt, heel veel mensen van hem sprekend lijken op Lee from Creed, Lee from Reed, de western.
He just looked like a lot of people have been acting, asking him from being acting, because he was just looked like a personality who was already really creepy and did already,
And a short Dutch Western,
yeah. So he already looked like kind of creepy, and that's why he'd been asking so much, because, you know, he already had the looks for it, you know. he didn't use much makeup for it, so.
But that was a perfect guy, and a hele goede jongen ook, heel
zacht karakter. He's a very good guy, and he's like, you know, you look at him and you think, oh, but he was like, he's a very soft guy too. So, but people did watch up in the beginning, but of course they did explain that that was part of the movie, so the police wouldn't show up, of course, you know.
Make a look at it.
So.
Yeah, I would want to know what's written on the note on the body.
Wat staat er op de brief van het lichaam?
Ja, dat is eigenlijk fout. Ja, ik moet eigenlijk niet zeggen dat het fout is. Nee. Nou ja, eigenlijk wel wat beetje. Eigenlijk had het wel in beeld getoond moeten worden. Maar het is eigenlijk een waarschuwing van een geallieerde kant dat de Europese bevolking daar weg moet.
It's a warning. There was on the letter. It's like there was something wrong, because that should be filmed, but something went wrong. That.
Nee, dat had er iets mee te maken.
Oké.
Hij bedoelt het papier in de film.
Ja, in de film wordt
het papier. Ja, het papier slaat op dat de mensen geëvacueerd moesten worden. Yeah. Verhaallijn door de geallieerden.
Ja. Yeah.
De laatste Europese personen daar.
Ja, yeah. In the letter was standing that was. The last couple of people was there in Europe, and that wat zeg je, dat was, die moesten dan weg daar. Hè?
Ja, die moesten geëvacueerd worden door de
geallieerden. He's gonna, that they gonna get like evacuated by all the people who have done this, with this war, of course. And that was on the paper that was the last couple of people, you know, who was living there, and you should get away and all that kind of stuff. So it was like a warning, was it?
Evacuatie, verplichte evacuatie.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ja, het was een verplichte evacuatie. Ja, oké. Ja.
Who did the music for the film?
De muziek was copyright van Carl Cavan, White Bat Audio. En dat mag, dus gebruikt worden, zeg maar.
Yeah, it was copyright and
free.
It was like a free kind of music. And, you know, we could use that. You know, he put that in the movie.
En ik zie het ook wel divers op bijvoorbeeld de Grim. I see also the music on different. Ja, hoe zeg ik dat, Patricia? De Grim Collective, hè?
Ja, de Grim Collective.
Die gebruikt die muziek ook wel.
They're using that music. They're even so using that music.
En ja, omdat het de sound had van de jaren 80.
And it was like the retro sound from the 80s that he liked so much. And that's why he decided to use that music.
Hij is ook een van mijn favoriete muzikus.
He is one of his favorite muzikus, you know, like...
Ja, en dan is het dubbel. Hè?
Ja. Ja, and of course that's why he took and that's why he wanted these music in the movie.
Yes.
Casting, how did you decide on who you were going to use?
Yeah. The casting, I have a Facebook friend for years. His name is Dick Dennis. He is an...
A rocker
from the Netherlands. He was also famous in the rock band Peter Pan Speed Rock. He was the mascotta of the band, and he did. How zeg ik dat? Hij deed ook bij bekende shows zoals Jensen.
Ja, he did like in really well-known shows in the Netherlands, like Jensen and all that kind of stuff, like on television. And,
hij is een bekende tatoeëerder. Hij is een bekende zanger.
En hij is. He is really. He does tattoos. He had a tattoo shop in the past. So and.
Hij is berucht en beroemd.
Yeah, he's famous. He is a famous Amsterdammer. You know, like really a personality in Amsterdam. Everybody knows him. Here in the Netherlands. So.
En heel bekend in de Nederlandse rock scene en misschien daarbuiten, want hij doet ook wel Europese.
He even does that in Europe and rock concerts. He is involved with. So that's why he was so he liked him in the movie. He knew him already. So. And they become very good friends. So, and that's why he liked them so much in a movie, to play in a movie.
Ja, ik ken hem eerst dus. Ja, I know him first from pure from Facebook. I never seen him. Dus it was for me the question: does he want to play in my movie? And when I asked him, he was very enthusiastic and said, of course I want to play in this movie. He liked the script and it's a nice guy. And
he looks really rough, but he's really nice.
So all those tattoos on him are real?
Yes. In de loop der jaren heeft hij dus al die tattoos laten zetten door...
maar dat hoef je niet te zeggen. Maar they're all real.
Yeah.
And even all after these years, they put more tattoos on. And I think, heeft hij ook niet zelf een paar tattoos van hemzelf gezet?
Nee, dat niet. Maar hij heeft wel een heel tattoo van Johnny Jordan, heel bekend Amsterdammer.
Zeg maar. Yeah, he has like from really well-known Amsterdam people tattoos and faces and things on his body. But they're all real, each one of them.
Each tattoo, yeah.
Okay. You also have some other people. You have two females and you have two men more males I want to discuss.
Yeah, yes. Female. Yeah.
Yeah, the vrouwen, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. En twee andere mannen.
Ja, ja. De first one was Doreen Rosé Duinker. En ik doe het even dat jij het even moet staan, oké?
Ja.
Ik zat al even in het verhaal heen. Even doen. De eerste was Doreen. Zij is dus.
Doreen was the first one. She is like a model, is she in the Netherlands? But even has like a couple been on television for Temptation Island. She's been there. She does like what do to make of an activist. She's like a well-known activist.
Political activist, yeah. Yeah, political later in the Corona period.
And that was like afterwards. But hoe heb je haar leren kennen?
Ja, ik heb dus een advertentie geplaatst op Vers. Dat is een ja.
Vers. He was advertising on Vers, and that's kind of a.
Zal ik even mijn ding doen? Dan kun je het even vertalen. Yeah. Dat was, ik was op zoek naar een actrice voor de rol als Nora.
Ja. Yeah.
En daarop heeft ze dus gereageerd via Vers, maar omdat het Doreen Rosé Duinker was. Had ik eerst zoiets van, word ik in de maling genomen, weet je wel. Ik dacht eerst dat het een grap was van iemand. Dus ik heb toen mensen nog gebeld van, hebben jullie me in het ootje genomen? En nee, maar hij monteert toch. Ja. En toen bleek ze dus wel echt te zijn naar haar.
At first he was looking for somebody at first. That's like advertising and looking for some actors, actress. And now, and the first one was Doreen Danker. But he was thinking that was a joke because she was kind of a well-known here in the Netherlands. And he had like, at first, he had like a totally different role for her. But after he figured out that was like Doreen, he changed the role for her in Nora. And in the movie,
yeah.
And that's how it really came up that she was playing in the movie. She asked him, and she was, you know, she was kind of she reacted on herself. So she called Bart for being part of his movie, and that's why she was in the movie.
Maar er is wel voorafgaand nog een gesprek geweest in een hotel, gesproken.
Yeah.
Maar het was ook wel de eis dat zij wel de hoofdrol wil hebben.
Yeah, yeah, she would be, you know, like the lead in the movie as Nora. And that was something that she definitely wanted, you know, being, hoe zeg je dat, iemand hoofdrol.
Ja, de grote rol van.
Ja, the big role from the movie. She wanted to have the, you know, the main role of the movie.
Yeah.
So, and that was. And that's why they talk with each other a couple of times, and they both agree with play. And she was playing in the movie.
Ja.
En die andere vrouw?
Die ken ik al jaren van. Hoe heet ze ook alweer? Ik kan even niet op net komen.
Ja, met die donkere
vrouw. Dat donkere vrouw. Hoe heet ze ook alweer? Ik kan niet op net komen. Oh, dat is.
En die jongen, en die man.
Sonia Mahagou, ja. Sonia Mahagou, die ken ik al jaren van een ander project van mijn beginfase, zeg maar. En die heb ik gewoon gevraagd omdat ze die rol wil doen. Als
Sonia. There was that other woman, and her name was Sonia. And he knew her already for many years. And he just asked her to being part of the movie, being part of the project of the movie. And she said yes, and that's why she was playing in the movie. She had a role in the movie.
Goeie ervaring met haar.
Yeah, he really had good, you know, thing with her. Really good get along, and you know, she played her role very, very good. So that's why he wanted her in a movie, because they knew each other for quite a long time. So.
Ja.
Yeah, and the man.
And the man, oh, John Baring. Yeah.
Yeah, then you have like John Baring. Yeah, he knows.
Leonid.
And he knows John Beringer for quite some time. He's an actor here in the Netherlands, and he played like many little roles here and from different kind of movies. He is a writer, is he? And he write many, many books. So, but they have been friends for many, many years.
Yes,
and still now they're really, really good friends and still playing and, you know.
In all of my movies.
All of his movies. So
he's my mascot from my movies.
Yeah, he's like really the mascot of his movies. And he's always, when Bart is making a movie, he's Bart in one role, you know, like at least one. So.
That's my McLaughlin fears.
Yeah, he's his lucky charm, he says. So. And that's why John is always in the movie. Well, what was his name again in the movie?
Leonid.
Leonid was his name Leonid. In the movie.
Yeah.
How did you enjoy adding sound effects to scenes?
Hoe maak je de sound effects?
Ja, dat is door de director fotografie gedaan, hè, die de montage deed. De director fotografie was Dennis van der Werf. He did the sound, the editing and also the effecten, the effects, zeg maar.
The effects and the editing, die did sounds. En hoe kom je er eigenlijk op om dat te doen, om die sounds te gebruiken? Of heb je dat met hem samen?
Dat is ook een beetje, ik geef ook de vrije hand vaak aan de editing.
Editing and Bart does believe that, you know, as an editor and that he should be really like have his input in the movie too. So both of them just like, okay, I'll let you a little bit free in this to do, and I'm gonna listen to it, and afterward I agree with it, you can, you know, put that. And but of course Dennis did it very, very well, and that's why he chose, you know, to he makes some correction, Bart, but that was not many corrections, and that's why Dennis had like a little bit of free hand, put his own, because he's not like a newbie or whatsoever. He knows a little bit more about editing than, of course, you know, Bart knows not that much about computer and everything like that. So he's not really a computer nerd. So,
nou, ik wil me gewoon toeleggen op de passie van director en scriptschrijver.
His passion is like writing the script and being directing the movie. And that's his passion about it. And everything else, he's like, you know, we all play in a movie, and they all should have like a little bit of a hand in the movie. You know, how they would see them.
Niet een film alleen, maar we maken de film samen.
He makes the film. He says like, I'm not making this movie on my own. We all do this together. You know, we just all being part of it. So.
Yes, that's it. Yeah.
I have more. Don't worry. Location.
Even wat drinken pakken.
Yeah.
Junkyard, graffiti wall, the shelter. Where did you find them?
Ik doe eerst even mijn verhaal. Dus ik ben wel een tijdje lang op zoek geweest naar een geschikte locatie.
He's been time long. He's been looking at that moment for like the right location, because you know this is something. It should be a little bit like hoe zeg je, retro?
Yeah.
Retro. So you know you can't use like every location for it. So it was for him was a little bit like searching for what did he want. He didn't know exactly what was in mind. So he had it in mind, but you know finding it is yet another part. So.
En toen ben ik een beetje gaan surfen op het internet via Google. En toen kwam ik een oude zuivelfabriek tegen, dat toevallig ook nog in mijn provincie was. Dus minstens 20 minuten rijden van.
He was kind of googling really on the internet for locations. And then he found like an old fabric. And that was like zuivelfabriek.
Een oude zuivelfabriek.
He was an old that was like where they make milk and all that kind of stuff. And that was like really, you know, was abandoned. And that's what he liked so much about it.
Maar ik heb wel toestemming gevraagd van de gemeente daarvan.
He did ask for permission, of course, because, you know, you have to ask for permission for, you know, filming there, if he could be there, and if it is safe being there.
En toen ben ik in contact gekomen met de gemeente. We hebben dat gebouw bezocht. En ik mocht er, van tevoren werd gezegd, ik mocht er wel filmen, maar ik mocht er niks vernielen.
In the beginning, he's been having contact with them and contacted them. And they said, you know, he could like film there, but he couldn't, you know, break anything. Or it should be like in the state, like he came there and that's how they want it back. But the fact is that how they came there, they were a little bit shocked on their own, because, you know, obviously there were some more people who've been there before, and they just ripped everything apart there. It looked like crazy over there.
Ik zei toen op dat moment, perfect, perfect, prachtig, prachtig, prachtig. En die mensen die keken me vreemd aan, maar ja, voor de film was het natuurlijk
Yeah, he was walking in there, and everything was broke down, and everything was demolished from these people. And he walked there with these people, and they said, you know, they were looking like really strange that it looked that way. They never did expect that. And he was like, this is beautiful. This is amazing. I love this location. I loved it. And they just looked at him like, what the heck? What's going on here? You know, it's a mess. What do you like about it? So,
Het nadeel was, we hadden dan natuurlijk geen stroom. Toen hebben we gebruik gemaakt van een aggregaat.
Yeah, they had no electric, so they had to use like,
En op een gegeven moment hadden we de aggregaat beneden aan, maar omdat alles echt dichtgespijkt was, gingen die gassen door het hele gebouw heen.
Yeah, they had like, everything was like closed up. And because of it, all the gas went through the whole building. And
En toen besloot ik dus maar om de aggregaat te verplaatsen naar de bovenverdieping. Omdat een hele gat daar in de bovenverdieping was vermoedelijk kapotgeslagen. Zo is het ingestort. Yeah. En daar hebben we dus konden de dampen daar verdwijnen.
Yeah, and that's why they moved it all up to the top level. Because there was a big hole in the ceiling. So all the gas could come out and they had the light and everything. Because they really needed the light.
Yes.
Ja, en waar heb je nog meer die andere?
Vaseline gemarteld wordt door Leonid. Dat heb ik gefilmd.
Maar die graffiti en zo.
Oh, de graffiti, die was er al.
Ja, gravity was even so, even in that building. So that was even so there. Yeah. So it was all in, at the same location.
So the graffiti wall, the shelter, the graveyard, junkyard are all one location?
Yeah.
No, één locatie niet. De martelscène waar...
The torture scene.
Waar Selina gemarteld wordt door Leonid. Dat heb ik bij me thuis bovenop genomen. Op een kamertje heb ik dat wel helemaal verbouwd, zeg maar.
There was everything else, but there was one scene that Selina was tortured by Leonid.
Yes.
And that was in his own home.
In my house.
In his house. He made like a whole, he had a room, two rooms upstairs, and he made that room into, you know, that scene, hoe zeg je dat? He made that like really like with graffiti and everything like that. So he could use that, his own home as part of his, you know, filming.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like that, but it looks really horrible.
Nu ziet het er wat netter uit.
Yeah, it looks much, much better right now.
Okay, the DVD, I presume, VHS player is your VHS player?
The VHS player,
absoluut. Ja. Dat was nog een oude Italiaanse Seleco VHS-speler. Daar heb ik ook dus nog eigenlijk wel goede herinneringen aan, want dat ding dat komt uit mijn jeugd. Ik heb hem helaas inmiddels niet meer.
Ja, maar hoeft niet zo. Yes, it was his was like was Italian and he doesn't have him right now anymore, but he had him like he was really really young. And he still had it on that moment, but now he doesn't have it anymore. So it was like really from his childhood that he had him.
Een soort nostalgische herinnering.
So you don't have the Return of the Living Dead DVD anymore, the American Ninja DVD?
Absoluut. De DVD's die hebben. Nee, hij bedoelt iets anders. Ik was even in de war met de videorecorder, maar de DVD's die heb ik. Dat is uit mijn eigen collectie.
Yeah, he has that from his own collection. And Bart has like a really huge collection of all movies. And that was one of his own collection. And he still has it.
Yes, dat gooi je niet weg, zo'n mooie
Something klassieker. Like that, you don't throw that away, you keep that forever.
The English flag clock, why add that?
Ja, dat was meer vanwege het gebrek aan... We konden niet echt een mooie... hoe noem je zoiets? Een klokje, hè?
Ja, een watch.
Een watch konden we niet vinden in de kringloopwinkels. Toen ben ik deze Engelse tegengekomen, maar het had wel iets. Dus,
he used it because there was nothing else. He found this one in a second-hand shop. And he kind of looked at it and he just thought, you know, okay, I like this one, you know, and let's use this for my movie. And And that's why he decided to buy that. But it was not like really, het had geen eigenlijk een reden waarom dat je het gebruikte.
Nee, maar ja, kijk, het is ook zo van natuurlijk, als jij een apocalyptische wereld leeft.
Apocalyptic,
ja. Wat je vindt, dat gebruik je.
Ja, yeah, if you live in an apocalyptic world, everything you can't find, go to a shop and buy new things. You know, everything you find, you're going to get. And you take this with you and you can use it. And that's what his kind of a mind was. That was his thought in that. You know, you find it, you bring it home and you use it. That's how we really things work in that time too.
Yeah.
The fluid coming out of people's mouths, what did you make that out of?
Ja, dat is dus gemaakt door dat special effect door Jess Benson. En dat had te maken met, volgens mij was het een vitamine C bruistablet.
It was like a vitamin C kind of a pill, what like how do you say that? You put in water, you know, like how you call that? Yeah. And it was made by they put that in their mouth and that's why that came out white. It was like really from Jesse. Was
hij bedoelt op borst, die tabletten zijn kapot gestampt.
Yeah.
Ze smeert het dan op je borst. Yeah. En dan doe je er een vloeistof op en dan begint het te bruisen.
Ja, yeah, en they broke these pills, yeah. These and the vitamin C, put them on the chest and then put some water on top of it. And that's how, you know, like
bruising,
yeah.
Yeah. How much do you hate the Mad Max remake?
Nou, ik haat hem niet echt, maar ik blijf toch wel bij het originele. En ik heb het ook, het komt gesproken vanuit de mond van Dikke Dennis. En als je Dikke Dennis zo ziet, dan is dat wat meer, dat zie je hem ook meer als een nostalgisch persoon. Die houdt het bij het oude en niet zozeer van het moderne of de nieuwere film, zeg maar.
Well,
de hat-tricks mee.
He doesn't really hate it, but of course he likes the original much more.
Yes.
But with Dikke Dennis, how he said that he has a little bit like more that old-fashioned way, the way they use it at Mad Max. And that's why, hoe zeg je dat?
Ja, ook omdat hij een rocker is, een nostalgische rocker.
And he's like a rocker, and that's why he used it.
Het past bij zijn personage om meer van de oudere films en oudere muziek te houden. Van
yeah, he likes like all things more than the new things. So,
de personage.
And that's why they use it. But it's not like they hate like they hate the new ones. But you know, they were more involved. Like they liked the old ones much more. It's
ja,
like,
kijk, ik de nieuwe. Ja, de nieuwe movie is making much better than the old one. But the old one is more because I'm much in the 40s. You love the old movies like hoe moet ik het zeggen? Het heeft meer te maken met de nostalgie van vroeger, van oude films.
He likes the old movies from the past much more.
Je ziet natuurlijk wel dat de nieuwere ook heel vermakelijk zijn en ook beter gemaakt zijn dan oudere.
And the new ones, of course, they're really good too. They made like much better than from the day before, like the older ones.
Maar het is ook een stukje jeugdsentiment van vroeger was alles beter, maar eigenlijk.
Yeah,
we ook zien van de nieuwe films ook wel.
We all think now, like 20 years ago or 30 years ago, things were better, and he thinks the same thing about the movies too. You know, like when he looks like old movies, and they of course we like that much better than the movies we look at today, and that's why he likes it. But keeps a little bit. It's a little bit like from his past when he was a little kid, and that you know. Keep that in mind that he liked that much.
Het videotijdperk. The video store era. I like it so much, and there was the good memories of that. But there are so much good movies now at this time. That's altijd positive. Yeah.
So how did you decide what went in the backpack when the person's taking out backpacks? Why did you decide to go in?
Because there was an evacuation of much people in the area, and then you see the backpacks.
What did you decide to put into the backpacks? Why those items?
Waarom heb je die items in de backpacks?
Oh, ja, nou, dat was meer because of the fun and the joke with the movies. I like that, you know? Because the old movies, you find it, and to talk about the movies and talk about the... Can we see tonight this movie? And no, of course not. They don't have in the shelter and... DVD, but only VHS. When you see later in the shelter, you see also a VOS there, the VOS system.
In Itasse. Yeah.
I'm going to ask the question again because I know we're not getting it right. The woman opens the backpack. She's pulling things out, like pills, other things.
Backpacks,
sorry, dat was de yeah. En hij vraagt dan van wat ik.
Waarom heb je besloten om die dingen erin te doen?
Om de kijker duidelijk te maken dat het gaat om wat er gevonden is, zeg maar. Ja. Because what she has found.
Maar waarom heb je dat besloten om erin te doen?
Voor de latere scène.
Why those items?
Waarom die items?
When you see later in the film.
Pills voor de overleven, dat bedoel
je? It's for her. Ja, waarom heb ik dat gedaan? Oh jee, maar ik zit even vast hierin, hoor. Sorry, one moment please, okay? Het had te maken met...
Waarom heb je dat erin gedaan? Waarom heb je besloten om die dingen erin te doen?
Om voor de kijker... Dan moest het voor de kijker een soort vorm van raadsel zijn. Wat is dit? En, maar ook voor haar was het een raadsel van waarom zit het erin, weet je wel.
Die backpacks wat erin bezig hadden, waarom zijn die?
Ja, kijk, hij vindt op een gegeven moment...
Ja, zeg het maar in Engels voor.
She for her is the question, what is it for stuff, you know? And when people see this movie, for the people is what does it here, you know? And but you see later,
what do you need it for?
When you need later in the movie, you see where it was for. That was it, Mir.
Yeah, where was
a sort of question.
I begrijp het niet.
No, that's not what I'm moving on.
Yeah, but this.
Okay. I don't know how to say it any different. Why did you put certain items in a backpack? Where did you find them and why did you put them in?
Yeah. Waarom heb je die producten ook die.
Oh, yeah. Waarom ik die spul heb? Dat heb ik gewoon. The Russian text. When she opened the bag,
yeah,
she read the text. Yes, that you mean. Okay, yeah. The Russian text. I became it from John Beringen, who plays Leonid. I said because in this situation in Europe, West Europa leven,
West
Europe is poisonous, but East Europe there is much life much better. Also, there were Russians in the story in. In this part of, and that's where she finds the Russian pamphlet, the sort of Russian visum. When you find it, it's a sort of visum to get to Moscow because there is there's much better the healed the zuurstof.
The oxygen
is much better. That's not poisonous there, but in West Europe, all in this movie is. All poisoned.
And the pills
is for humanity.
And the pills
used by the Russians who came there.
Maar wat waren dat voor pillen?
Oh, dat was gewoon just vitamin pills.
Yeah.
Okay.
In real, it's vitamin pills. Yeah. Yeah.
Working with blood.
Dat zegt hij de.
Mijn bloed, wat is daar? Wat heb je gebruikt voor bloed?
De bloed was making by Jess Berenson. She did the horror FX of the movie. And I thought she make it with just color stuff, red color stuff. And.
Red coloration.
And glucose.
Yeah, glucose.
But I think it is also a bit your secret. Stuff from Jesse. Don't say what
that
it is.
What it is.
Yeah.
I was working with it.
Working with this red stuff, you mean?
Yes.
Yes. For the actors, it was very difficult to clean it. I think they must two times in the douche.
Take a shower for about two or three times to get it off, really.
Yeah.
And for the actors and actress, it was really difficult, to get it off. So they were not really happy with it afterwards. But
But they did it for a movie as well.
Yeah. And was het werken zo op zich dan niet goed?
Ja.
And it was kind of well with it, you know. They didn't complain about working with it. It was easy to work with. But taking it off and shower it off, it was much more difficult.
I think they must shower 2 times when it was...
get rid of it.
They were clean.
Okay. Now it's time for fun questions. I have 3 of them.
Okay.
Your favorite film?
Ooh, there are so much favorite movies. I think the best is The Dawn of the Dead.
Okay, that's
A. George Romero.
And George Romero.
Yeah, and that's the movie from 1979. Yeah.
Do you have a favorite remake?
That remake I love also. What a lady actor. It was from... yes. The remake I love also, but the zombies in the first one in the original were slower, huh? And in a newer version they were
much faster.
But I like both. But my favorite zombie movie is The Dawn of the Dead from 79. Yeah.
Okay, one film you recommend to people?
Well, because films like at this time. I think Terrifier 2. I liked it. I like the gore, the horror ethics, and also hoe zeg ik dat, de inzet van die mensen hoe ze die film gemaakt hebben.
Well, inzet. Heel goed. All the people, the work what they all put in there, for making the movie.
Yeah, for an independent film, it's very good, and it's a long movie, but I enjoyed every second of this movie from a Terrifier 2, and it's perfect. It's scary. The gore is over the top, but. Maybe for much people it is shocking, but yeah, I think also for people who are a little bit crazy like me, it's fun. So see that movie. That's yes.
Before I let you go, tell everybody where you can find your projects.
You can find my projects on the Facebook page, New Retro Song. I sent you the link also, then you can find it.
I'm not looking for them. I want my listeners to find your stuff.
Oh, sorry, man. They can find it on all my products. They can find on the Facebook page, the New Retro Zone. It's on it's Facebook. Just search and they find it.
Thank you for your time and have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.